the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Sunday, we continue our reflection on the teaching of Jesus along the way from Galilee to Jerusalem. Our gospel reading opens with this line. Many people traveled with Jesus, so he turned and taught them. Today, the teaching of Jesus is the third time that Jesus deals with the question, who enters the kingdom? Remember the Sunday before last, Jesus answered this question by saying, those who strive to enter the narrow door can enter the kingdom. And last Sunday, using the dinner scene at the Pharisee's house where he was invited, Jesus answered this question by saying, those who are humble, the poor, the lame, the crippled, can enter and eat on the table of the kingdom. This was an echo of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor, for yours is the kingdom. In this Sunday's gospel, Jesus answers this question by saying that those can enter the kingdom who are able to follow him as a true disciple. Then Jesus detailed three requirements to become his disciple. The first requirement, whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Now, Jesus here is not teaching literal hatred. He is using strong language to emphasize priority. In his culture, loyalty to family was the highest value. What he is saying here, even your deepest relationship must come second to me. So in terms of priority, he is our priority. In terms of life application, let us ask ourselves, is Jesus first in our life? Or do family expectations, career goals, or comfort come first? Being a disciple may mean making unpopular choices, even within our own home. The second requirement, whoever does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. To carry your cross isn't about enduring daily annoyances. It means voluntarily embracing sacrifice, even suffering, out of love for Jesus. It is about daily surrender and dying to self. How do we apply this to our life? By asking the question, what cross do we need to carry? Is it forgiving someone who hurts us? Is it living with integrity when it costs us? Discipleship isn't always easy, but it is worth everything. The third requirement, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up your possessions. Jesus doesn't mean everyone must become poor. He means, don't let anything you own or desire to own you. True discipleship demands an open hand. in terms of applying this to our life, we ask the questions, are our possessions tools for God's kingdom or barriers to it? What are we holding too tightly? Money, status, comfort? Following Jesus means living generously and freely. And then Jesus gives us two parables. To follow him, you must count the cost. Jesus tells these two parables, one about the builder who calculates the cost before building a tower, and about a king considering war. Both teach that simple truth. Discipleship is a serious decision. It will cost us everything. So count the cost. But know it. Know for sure that it is worth it. To follow Jesus is a choice we all must make. So Jesus ends with a challenge. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. For following Jesus is not a casual commitment. It's a total surrender of life, relationships, comfort, and possessions. But it leads to true life, life in the kingdom of God. So here's the final question for us today. Are we truly willing to be his disciple? Let us pray for the grace to say yes, to count the cost, and still choose Jesus in our life. Amen.